This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio that matters for your life and for your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Well, we want to talk about it. Heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, depression, whatever it is. You want to talk about it, that's what the show is about giving you better lifestyle choices that you can make to empower your health and your life and to figure out what all this health stuff is all about. Rising cigarette prices may be an incentive to quit. Maybe, maybe not. They said a recent increase in the Illinois cigarette tax is an example of how making smoking more expensive can convince some people it's time to quit. For example, being a smoker in Chicago can easily cost $300 a month, where it's more like twice as expensive as a monthly prescription of medications to help a person quit smoking. But even with the cost of smoking convinces a person to quit, it can be hard to kick the habit, said Dr. Philip McAndrew, who's an internal medicine physician and occupational health expert at Loyola University in their health system. Nicotine really is that addictive. It's hard to battle, but everyone knows that they can win if they have the right guidance. So the cost of cigarette through taxation brings individual smokers to the tipping point where the pain of smoking overcomes the joys of nicotine and they finally quit, McAndrew noted. He said the tipping point could be a life-altering health experience, but often it's the impact on the pocketbook that makes people really consider quitting. He said in a news release, to quit, you need the time and teamwork approach. Don't expect to do it overnight. And you don't need, and he said, you need a team of support around you to cheer you on. Team captain could be your physician. I agree with that. He said, nicotine is too strong of an opponent for someone to go at it alone. You need to have a team to help you stay on track when everything inside you wants to go back. And that's true, too. Good word. From Dr. McAndrew here. He said, here's the tips to quit smoking. And I do agree with these. Assemble a support team that includes your family, doctor, friends, and coworkers. Number two, set a specific date to quit. Make it 2 or 4 weeks away so that you have time to prepare. When the quit day arrives, make sure you celebrate it. Make preparations to limit the temptation of nicotine when you try to quit. Talk to your doctor about medications and other methods to help you. Buy the gum, carrot sticks, or snacks, or whatever will keep your mouth busy. Get rid of all the cigarettes, matches, lighters, and ashtrays from your home, car, office, and other locations. I agree. Number four, find ways to cope with stress and boredom, which can trigger a return to smoking. Number five, keep doing enjoyable things you used to connect with smoking, such as taking a break or going out with friends. And that will help you break the mental link between the pleasant activities and smoking. All of those are very good tips. And those are all very, very easy to do, believe it or not. It's just understanding, having a good round of common sense and understanding what needs to happen. But interestingly enough, when you're dealing with smoking, all those different methods. I mean, you can go with Chantix, which is a drug they use, which is actually fairly good at helping. But then there's other methods out there. I mean, there's acupuncture, which there's a little point around the ear, outside of the ear, the pinna, as we call it. But there is a little point on the outside of the ear that acupuncture uses. They put a little thing like it looks like a staple on it. and you leave it there, and it's constantly stimulating the point. It reduces cravings, specifically with nicotine. Amazing. In a lot of clinics, that's all they do for helping people quit smoking, and you'd be amazed at the benefits of what people see. So a lot of methods, but you just have to choose one that it kind of agrees with you and the place you want to go. You can quit, though. But I will say this, replacement therapy in the middle of all this is one of the best methods. And they talk about it here. You know, they kind of say eat your carrot sticks or chew your gum or whatever to replace the behavior of constantly putting something to your mouth, which is a cigarette. And then also to avoid the boredom and all that, you want to make sure you still hang out with your friends and take multiple breaks throughout the day and just don't smoke. Do something else. So, you know, you've got to, what you associated smoking with once before, you just have to create new habits. And as these new habits form, you'll be able to kind of go to the next level with your health and be able to knock this stuff out, which is fantastic. I mean, I just always, I love to see people quit smoking because, you know, it's such a health hazard. And it's so easy once you do it to stay off. You'll look back and say, how did I ever smoke? I see so many people and have met with so many people that have gone through that. And they just think, I don't know how I ever did it. And when you start living your life without it, you'll finally see that. 888-283-7272. You can give me a call right now. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can go to getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. And check it out. Send me an email if you'd like. All our information's there. So if you miss me talking about something, nutrition, foods to eat, supplementation, whatever, all of that is at the website. And if you have questions, you can always shoot me an email. Stan, you're next with us. How can I help, sir?
It's the problem with the leg is I had open heart surgery, and they took a vein out of that left leg. I was okay until 2002 when I had double knee operations. And from then on, the way it's explained to me, your leg is, that's the lowest part of your body. And it's supposed to pump excess fluid back through your bladder, kidneys, and so forth. Now, when that leg or that part of your body has broken down, you develop this venous status. You start leaking through your legs, through the skin. And until you can control it by compression, medicated bandage, ACE bandage, whatever, and that's what I've been doing for years and years, period. There's nothing like, right now my doctors are in a standstill as far as, oh, yeah, we can find this, and all you have to do is take that, and it'll go away. There's no such animal.
Yes, Dan, there's not. And, you know, unfortunately, if there was a silver bullet, I know they would tell you that. But there's just, for a situation like this, you know, there's really, really not, unfortunately. But it doesn't mean all hope is lost by any means. So you've got to look at it from, you know, just a different perspective. And what can you do now to get your body functioning at a better level? You have to do things you've never done. And people always want to know, what do I need to change? You've got to kind of have what you've never had, or to get back what you used to have, you've got to undo your habits of what you're doing now on a regular basis. So everything from rest to exercise to eating habits to fluid intake, everything is something you want to reevaluate for yourself and then see kind of where you are. And that way, you can come up with a game plan. I would maybe get some other opinions and maybe look for some doctors, medical doctors, that have been trained in alternative medicine. And they might give you a different perspective coming from a different angle. And that might be helpful to you. If you need more information, just go to getwellradio.com. You can always shoot me an email. Thanks for your call, and we're always here for you.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Jonathan in Phoenix, Arizona, writes in about how to lose the belly fat. Wants to know how to drop it. Well, a couple ways to do that. Some great products out there with good research behind it. One is conjugated linoleic acid, CLA. And they've done numerous studies on it. Matter of fact, it's probably one of the top supplements that they've done research on for belly fat. That and green tea extract. Now, they did do a study recently that I read where they did the green tea extract in the pill form versus actually drinking green tea. And they found that drinking the green tea actually elicited a better response. So I just, so you know, I go through almost a gallon of green tea every day. That's how much I drink. And it's just, to me, I really like the taste of it. But I like it cold, too, and I like hot tea. And it's just amazing. I mean, the polyphenols, the benefits, the strong anti-cancer benefits of it. But it's great for reducing belly fat. It lowers cortisol levels, and it keeps you from storing body fat. They've done numerous research studies. A lot of people that are in the weight loss business will teach you that, and nutritionists and that sort of thing, recommend drinking a cup of decaf green tea before you go to bed. And it helps with the decrease of belly fat and the fat cell storage while you're sleeping. So, I mean, there's a lot of great benefits and products that are out there. But, I mean, again, Jonathan, it's you've got to get down to the brass tacks. You've got to exercise at least 5 days a week. You've got to get out and move. Your body has to move. And you can't get into a rut and just be kind of stuck where you are. You got to make things happen. So that's just something to think about. You know, eating well, getting a good dietary plan together, and getting out and making and just going for it. I mean, that's truly the key to go to the next level. All right, 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. And don't forget Facebook and Twitter and all the social media. Jump in. And we've got a new thing coming out, which there's a new app that's out, a new branch of social media where you can actually send us a 15-second video question, and we will take them on the show. It's called Tout, T-O-U-T, and you can tout me. We'll be setting that up soon. You can actually tout me and send the actual touts, and we will make that a part of the show. So, and coming soon, we've got television right around the corner, and we'll be plugging those in as well. So your touts will be used, and it's a great way to ask a quick question and to get a quick answer. So let me know how it's going with that. Tout your question, and we'll have it set up soon. 888-283-7272. Also go online, getwellradio.com. Sarah, you're next, hon.
I have some calluses on my heels. It's real hard, and it hurts. And sometimes I wear my shoes, and it kind of hurts me when I wear them. Both heels. I've been putting lotion on my heels, but it seems like me that doesn't do any good.
Yeah, the heels cracking usually is an omega-6 fatty acid deficiency. Gamma linoleic acid, GLA, is really good. And just so you know, they've done some recent studies on gamma linoleic acid, GLA. Mayo Clinic did a study, and they found that it inhibits pancreatic cancer cell growth, which is really interesting. So Mayo Clinic, which is no shabby clinic at all, pathologist Ruth Lupu, who's a PhD at the American Association for Cancer Research, presented that gamma linoleic acid inhibited the pancreatic cancer growth. So if you know, pancreatic cancer is the most aggressive form of cancer just about we have. And once you get it, it's pretty much downhill. So, but it helped reduce tumor growth and just amazing. But yeah, I mean, we are deficient in fatty acids, sometimes omega-3s, sometimes omega-6s, and sometimes omega-9s. But you're dealing with, obviously, something that usually omega-6. So GLA is something you might want to look at. Go to your health food store and check it out. And look at your diet, too. If you're eating plenty of healthy fats, and good lean quality proteins, that's going to play quite the role in all that we're seeing here. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now, and we can make your question part of the show. Let's see. I want to go. This is what I want to talk to you about. The exercise may fight depression, they're saying, which it really does. I mean, it's one of those issues where I'm just a huge fan of exercise. And I think it has and really does play a role all over our health. I mean, everything from cardiovascular health, obviously, but, I mean, our mental health as well. So depression, anxiety, just your overall sleep patterns, and exercise is critical to all of us. And I think increasingly more as we have desk jobs and we have jobs where we're just sitting, doing, you know, just for work, our bodies were designed to move. And do you know that depression medication is one of the top medications prescribed now on a regular basis? So I think we have to get into a new place. We have to get into a place where, you know, that we really have to begin to focus on getting regular exercise. I don't care if it's in the morning. I don't care if it's in the evening. Just as long as you get it in. But it plays a big role. But, you know, they're saying exercise will fight depression from heart failure. So they're saying exercise helps people with heart failure feel a little bit better physically and emotionally. And, of course, your doctor can lay out a guideline for how much you can do and not do. But we're going to go into a commercial break. I want to get into this and talk about how exercise works with depression and when you're dealing with heart failure, how it all combines together, because it's a key. It's not just going to the gym and working out, though. It's having a normal, regular routine that you get into and the impacts of exercise with depression and heart disease. So stick around. We'll get into that when we come out of this break. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember this, there's always hope for better health. Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Find out more of This Is The Show online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. So does exercise help with depression, and what can it do with heart disease? Well, we know for a fact that whenever patients are more depressed, their motivation goes down, and their ability to keep up with their doctor's recommendations goes down as well. So their ability to get out and do basic physical activities like walking goes down, as does their health. So Dr. David Friedman, who's chief of heart failure services at North Shore Hospital in New York, says it's just a vicious cycle. And so there's a study done that shows a non-drug way to improve patients' mood and motivation. That's the best thing you can do is exercise. For the study, which is published in the Journal of American Medical Association, researchers assigned more than 2,000 stable heart failure patients to a program of regular aerobic exercise or usual care. Usual care consisted of information on the disease management and general advice toward exercise. The exercise group started with standard exercise prescription for patients in cardiac rehab. 3 30-minute sessions on either a treadmill or stationary bike each week. And after 3 months, they moved to an unsupervised workout at home or at a gym. Their goal was to get about 120 minutes of activity a week. Pretty good. So just as happens in the real world, most exercisers fell short of their weekly goals. So despite the fact that they weren't as active as they were supposed to be, they still had a slightly better score on a 63-point depression test than the group assigned to usual care. There was a little less than 1 point difference between the two groups, but the differences persisted even after a year, leading researchers to think the result wasn't really a fluke. So the exercisers were about 15% less likely to die or be hospitalized for heart failure compared to the group getting the normal, usual care. Researchers think the differences between the two groups were very small because the people in the study weren't depressed to begin with. Only 28% had test scores high enough to indicate clinical depression. But the more depressed the person was, the more they had to gain from regular exercise. After a year, test scores of the depressed patients were about 1.5 points better in the exercise group compared to those assigned with usual care. We know that exercise is beneficial in terms of improving cardiovascular fitness, but now we know depression is also reduced in these patients. And that was from a guy named James Blumenthal. He's a PhD and professor at Duke University. For people who were more depressed, they experienced a greater reduction in their depressive symptoms with exercise, he said. In the study, they found in the same ballpark with the established treatments, particularly antidepressant medications. This was all taken at WebMD, and I find it fascinating, really, because we know that without a doubt it can help with depression and anxiety, all of these sorts of things. But to really watch someone that's dealing with depression and the outcome of what increasing exercise can do, pretty amazing. Here's a great compound that they're saying can block the formation of fat cells. Kind of interesting. So in the issue of Journal of Biological Chemistry, it was published at Purdue University, they found that there were components in dark red grapes, not resveratrol, that are helpful in blocking fat cells. And Purdue Assistant Professor of Food Science, Dr. Kim, and his associates tested this component in cultured adipocytes, which are fat cells, which are immune or immature fat cells. These cells pass through several stages before reaching maturity over a 10-day or longer period. Dr. Kim's team found that the component in grapes bound to the pre-adipocytes insulin receptors during their initial stage of fat cell formation could definitely help in reducing overall amount of fat cells. So if you're trying to drop the fat cells and you're trying to get that down, you might want to look at those grapes. Of course, eat some protein with it because grapes by themselves will elicit a little bit of a sugar response, a little bit more than my typical liking. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Go to online, getwellradio.com. Don't forget, at our website, we've got all this information. So all the stuff I talk about, supplements and nutrition and recipes and all that, it's all at the website. Go to getwellradio.com. Shelley, you're next with us, hon.
Oh, hello, sir. Thank you for taking my call. My granddaughter is 16, and she has been diagnosed about the last 2 years with the polycystic ovary syndrome, okay. And she has all of the symptoms. And I was just wanting to know the protocol and the dosages for dealing with that.
Well, polycystic ovarian syndrome is a challenge within itself. You're seeing more girls come up with this. And there's kind of a standard of care in medicine, and then there's more of an alternative care. And as far as dosages and all that, you'll want to get with her doctor on dosing and that sort of thing. But just in a general sense, PCOS, you're dealing with testosterone, becomes elevated in a female too much, and then, of course, it can affect some other characteristics as well. But the big one is insulin. There becomes an insulin resistance, which can cause just a massive amount of weight gain, as you've probably seen. And it's just really, it's traumatizing for the woman because she may have had a thin build for a while and then can't control it. She's eating perfect, and she's got this insulin resistance that's happened because of a condition, and it's making her gain all this weight and have a poor self-image and really go through it. So metformin, which is the standard drug for diabetes and helping the insulin receptors, is pretty common and pretty standard. So, that's one thing. Most doctors will probably recommend that. It's kind of the leading standard of care. But there's a lot of options out there from a nutritional perspective, like chromium picolinate, vanadyl sulfate, alpha-lipoic acid, cinnamon on your foods. There are a lot of natural supplementation that can help the blood sugar process. And that might be something you want to look into because, you know, to go to the next level, you kind of got to understand what that is. And there are a lot of natural components that can do that. So certain foods, fats and your proteins with a carbohydrate, very important still. So you almost got to treat it like almost like somebody that's dealing with diabetes because you want to do everything you can and manage the blood sugar, eat the right kind of foods that can help that situation. I mean, there's a host of things that need to be done along those lines. So, you know, hopefully that can help guide you a little, but your doctor will have to give you all the doses because if she's taking medicine, which I know is probably kind of tough for you to get into in this call, you know, they need to be able to manage that. But just mention these things to them and they can kind of manage dosages, milligrams, all that sort of thing, and then watch blood testing and kind of come up with a good game plan. But I can tell you this, her eating habits have got to change, period. She's got to get radical. She's got to get to a place where she's making some major changes because PCOS is a mess. And you can't just kind of halfway go through it. You got to come up with a very solid game plan for her. And that's something that is really important. So anyway, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Donna.
Okay, well, this has happened several times, but in March I had a bad cold, and I really don't get colds very often. I'm, you know, a relatively healthy person, but this happened to me before. But after the cold goes away, and I feel fine, this cough just lingers, and I have this phlegm, and I know my bronchitis were constricted. So shortly after that, I had a hernia operation, and it was terrible coughing, you know. But so when I went to my doctor, he gave me a sample of Advair, and it just really works like a miracle. But then he didn't give me a prescription, so when that ran out, well, the cough came back. Went back, he gave me another sample, and, you know, then, well, anyway, the Advair takes care of it, but then it comes back when I go off of it. Yeah, I heard on your program about turmeric and curcumin and acetyl L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid. I know they're supposed to be maybe good for inflammation, and I assume a bronchial tubes are constricted, and I do have the phlegm, you know, but, you know, I feel well, but I just... One of my friends says, well, it sounds like you've got the croup. And it happens more often after I eat. Is this inflammation causing this?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It sounds like it. And it would, I mean, with the way it's kind of acting, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. But the turmeric and the curcumin and the alpha-lipoic acid, all of those components are extremely good and very helpful. So, again, you know, spices, just pretty much adding more whole foods into what you're doing can be helpful, too. But, I mean, with what your doctors have you doing, you know, I would stay on top of it. You know, you don't want to just kind of abandon ship because you want to go in a different direction. And I know you want to feel better, but at the same time, you got to boost the immune system, too. For what you're dealing with, you might want to cut out the inflammatory foods like kind of the grains, the breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, all that. You want to cut those out tremendously, just so you're not overdoing that and get the right kind of foods coming in. That's what I would focus on in those two. And, you know, the other things, but we're learning more because computers really haven't been around that long to be doing a ton of studies. Now we're all living by the computers. So at home and at school, kids are glued to them and getting eye fatigue that could cause premature nearsightedness, myopia, says one group of researchers. Optometrists at 8 centers across the country analyzed 253 children, questioning them about computer habits and eye fatigue, like headaches, eye soreness, and blurry vision, found that 25-30% of kids tested were at risk for computer vision problems, a leading optometrist said from the University of California, Berkeley. Just like adults, kids get eye fatigue when they stare at a computer too long. So something to consider. When you read a book, your eyes are not constantly looking at the next word in the sentence. They'll jump from one part of the sentence to the other and is different on a computer screen. So I'll get with some tips of what to do with your kids to avoid this type of eye fatigue when we come back.
non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, I'm talking about eye strain and what happens when you sit too close to the computer screens. Our kids now are having a 30% increase in nearsightedness due to all the computers that we're used to. Of course, just sitting in front of them all day, just about. Here's some advice from some of the leading optometrists. Dr. Hertzberg says, don't sit too close to the screen. 2 feet away is best. You want to sit up straight. Make sure the screen is below eye level so the eyes will focus accurately. All of that is extremely important. And I agree with that. We've got to get our kids off the screens. I mean, unfortunately, we live with our computers now. It's pretty much something you can't live without, but. Anyway, it's critical, I think, to start making some changes in that regard. Harry in Bowling Green, Kentucky says, why is blood work so important? Well, blood work's important for a couple of reasons, Harry. It's been the gold standard of healthcare medicine for so long, and it gives us one of the best tools to be able to assess what's going on inside your body. Now, blood is pretty incredible because you can check for something what has been going on for the last 6 weeks, or what went on today, and it's got, because the red blood cell lifespan is about 120 days. So technically it's between 90 and 120, you know, it can vary, but for the most part, 120 days. And that's why your physicians, when you're dealing with cholesterol or whatever, they want to check your blood test every 8 weeks or every 3 months, because they, or even a little bit longer, every 6 months. They want to see what the changes have been since the red blood cells have turned over and new cells have formed, and what the new process is. But the new kind of new shift of what's going on and what's coming down the pipeline you're going to find in medicine is doctors are going to be able to check your DNA and actually see what you're made of, which is very, very interesting. Matter of fact, it's going to give you in the form of what we call SNPs, and these SNPs actually will be able to show exactly what's going on the inside of your body. I mean, literally, your blueprint of what you're made of is your DNA. And so to find out what your genetic predispositions are for, and there's ways to build nutritional supplements around that DNA sample and figure out exactly what your body needs so you don't have to be deficient. Amazing research coming around the corner. And matter of fact, some of it's already here. But blood work is really good. I don't think it's ever going to go away as a tool. It's just too invaluable to the clinician of what's going on inside the body, and it can lead them down the path of the best way to treat it. So, yeah, I mean, Harry, my recommendations and what I always tell people is getting your blood test done every 6 months to see exactly what's going on is always a good way to go. Thanks for the call, or thanks for the email, Harry. 888-283-7272. If you can't find anything or what I'm talking about, or you didn't get to write it down, you're driving around, it's all at the website. Go to getwellradio.com. And also, while you're there, if you need to shoot me an email, be glad to take it, answer it, or take it on the show, whatever you prefer. Let's go to Adam now. Hi, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Lisa. How are you?
Hey, I'm living well, Adam. Good to talk with you. What's up?
You too. I'm a restaurant manager, and my boss always has your talk show on at night. And when I'm pounding down the drawers, I'm always listening to you, and I've gotten hooked, you know what I mean, on listening to your show. So
what kind of restaurant is it?
It's actually a fine dining restaurant it's in the township of Youngstown, Ohio. And,
great.
You know, just the one restaurant, it's just us, but, fine dining, real good food. And I've listened to you several times and I'm thinking, man, you really seem to know your stuff. And I've always been interested in the show, and I've gotten hooked. It's like a TV show, you know?
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad. I appreciate you saying that, and I hope we can get some good information to the folks up there. If you don't mind, just so you know, if you don't mind, get the information to my producer, Jay Patrick, the guy you talked to, and sure. I want to send a book to the owner, you guys up there, you and the owner up there.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. After the call, just hold, and then...
Yeah, he'll take care of it. Yep, he'll take care of it. So what's up? What's the question?
Well, it's nothing real major. I mean, there's nothing like major that I've ever had to go through, other than the fact that when I was 24, I had a what they deemed a heart attack, sort of. I was 24 years old, and everybody says, "Oh my God, you had a heart attack at 24." But it was, I mean, I had the heart catheter done, the whole deal, and they called it. I remember at the time them using the term pericardia or myocardia or something like that. And my girlfriend tells me I'm a hypochondriac anyway, and I worry about everything. But I'm 33 now, so that's been, 9 years. I just recently went to the cardiologist. They said everything's good. I passed the stress test, did the whole deal. They said everything seems fine now. But for whatever reason, like I said, I'm 33. We've got the two kids. We work at a restaurant. We just started a business a few months ago, so we're all over the place, real busy.
Oh, yeah.
But for whatever reason... It's like I'm just always, not that I have the best diet in the world, I admit, I definitely don't eat good, but it's just like a lack of energy, just like blah, and then every morning when I wake up, and I've tried changing mattresses and pillows and whatnot, and every morning when I wake up and I step out of bed, I feel like I was hit by a car the day before. Like I have it feels like there's no circulation in my hands and my feet, and I get up and I walk around, I'm like, oh my gosh, and I have a cup of coffee and I still feel tired. And it's like 2 hours before I come to work, it's 4:30, 4:45, and I'm still like,
Have you had any blood work done?
No.
Have you had any blood work done recently?
No, and my doctor, my family doctor, the couple of times I've gone to him for random things, keeps on telling me I need to get in there and do blood work, and I really am one of those people that just hates to get blood drawn.
Yeah, you don't
the blood doesn't bother me. I just can't. It's something about it. I don't know.
Well, here, let me share this with you. This is what I think, okay? We're closing the show out, but this is what I think. I think you got to go to your doctor and get some blood work done. Let me tell you the test for them to look at. You want them to look at your thyroid. You want them to check your cortisol levels. You want them to check your testosterone levels, because that can start to change in your early to mid-30s, and that could cause a lot of the fatigue that you're feeling. And also tell them to check your growth hormone levels and B12. Get all that checked, and then you'll probably find some answers within that. And thanks for being a great listener to the show, and keep me posted on how that's going. You can always send me an email, too, okay? Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.